This interview was recorded on behalf of the We Hope Project by Lapsus, which owns the copyright of this recording.
After when they gave me the Ausweis, which is the blue card, so they transferred me to a place called Saloniki. And it's not inside the Saloniki, it's like 45 minutes to Saloniki. There is a camp called Katumilia. So I stayed over there like 6 months. And then I finished my second interview over there. And then I've been waiting for the result, but I still like didn't get the result. And then also I decided to move by myself, like to go Italy, like for example, by work. And me and a few of my friends, so we tried and then we reached until Albania. And then, so the Albanian police, they took us back and we try again and they took us back, so like 3 times. And then the money that we have, so it's finished. And then I came back again, so the same island, and sorry, the same camp, which is called Katumilia. So I stayed there like, again, 2 months, and after that I moved to Athens here. So like for the Albanian police, when we trying to go, like for example, across the border, so the police, they stop us the first time in the place called Korsha, which is like inside the Albania. We cross the, you know, the border, and then we reach, there is a city called Korsha. It's a very big city. And we stay there like 1 week. So we trying to go Tirana, which is the capital. But you need to go with a taxi. But the problem is the taxi at that time, they're fried, so they will not take you because they say the police, they will punish them or something like that. And then we been sleeping in the garden outside and hide them ourselves. And then there is a guy, he came, you know, find us, and then he took us to his house. And then he was trying to find a taxi, like helping us to go Albania. But the problem is he didn't, because everyone he asked, you know, that everyone he refused that. And then, and then at the end, you know, that we decided to go just by walk, and then we met with the police. So from there, so they took us back. So first of all, they took us to the prisons, and then they take our fingerprints and then our names. And then they took us back the next day in the border, and they said, you know, that don't come back again. And then we tried again, but the next time we didn't reach the place that we was first time. And then the police again, they took us back. And also the third time with the same things, then, yeah, so we finished actually the money that we have. And also we don't have like enough money at the beginner, and then we kind of tired, and then it's like very hard because there is no food. So we just like feel like very, very stressed, and then we decide to come back here. Yeah.